Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Let's have a nice hand for our two pipers, please. Mark Alec McGuckin and Alex Marchese. And also for our quintet, Brian Sand Quintet, who's been playing for you. My name is David Harp. I'm the University Marshal, and I think things will go smoothly. This is number 12. Out of 12 convocations this spring. We started, it seems like a month ago, but it was last Friday. And everything has worked out so far. And I think we have a very special program today, which I will outline for you if you have not already engaged your program. I'm going to go outside and make sure that the platform party is assembled, and I'll be right back with just a couple more remarks. Thank you. Platform party is assembled. They're all there, and they're coming. In the next 3 minutes, we should start coming. They should start coming into the tent at 2 o'clock, plus or minus half a minute, or something like that. It's like a concert in Europe, at least, where they say 2 p.m. and then they put sharp, and that's the way we like to try to make it happen. There will be a special recital, as you know, for the honorary degree recipient is Olivier Latry, who you can read about in your program. And it'll be a little different, a lot different this time than the normal. It will not be a lecture, but he will be taken to Redpath Hall, where, as many of you well know, there's an excellent organ. And he will play for a period of time that will be televised on your screens, and then he will return back to the stage. There will be some teaching awards given during that particular period, and then the graduates will be called upon to pass the stage. I would ask, though, if you would please take careful note of how this will be conducted. There will be two marshals on the stage, and then the reader, which will be at the podium on your left. Please present, if it's a little bit slow, present your card immediately to the reader, having split it in half into the two pieces. The other half goes to the diploma station over here on the right-hand side, where you will receive your diploma. And I'm pretty confident it'll all be accurate. And if for some reason you get the wrong diploma, you get a PhD instead of a master's or a PhD instead of a bachelor's, you can think about it for a little while, but then go back to the podium and retrieve the correct diploma. The last people in the hall will be the chair of the board, the chancellor, who is really running the presentations today, and, of course, the principal, Heather Monroe Bloom. And when they come into the hall, when the platform party comes into the hall, I would ask you at that point to stand up. You will remain standing while we deal with the alma mater that will be sung by Winston Purdy. He will conclude the entire ceremony with a singing of the national anthem. And I think you can hear up the right side of the aircraft, you can hear them coming. This is Kirk Johnstone. His son graduated last year from McGill in chemistry, which is my domain, and the son is now at MIT getting a doctorate degree. He likes to tune in and hear his name from time to time because his father is the main piper that we have and have had at McGill for some time now. There will be a reception after the ceremony in the hall where the organ playing will have taken place. So please feel free to go there. That, if you're not familiar with it, it's just you go up to the top of the right to the next corner, turn left, and then just follow everyone up to that building, which is located essentially to your left on a diagonal. I would ask, levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good afternoon. Bonjour à tous. McGill vous souhaite les bienvenus à notre beau campus en plein ville pour la cérémonie remise des diplômes de l'École de musique Schulich. On behalf of McGill University, I would like to welcome you to our beautiful downtown campus for the convocation ceremony of students graduating from the Schulich School of Music. Now, it is customary for the Chancellor to open these proceedings with a statement congratulating graduates for having completed their studies, or at least this phase of studies, and also to extend to members of their proud families our sincerest best wishes. For you have chosen to study at one of the world's best institutions of higher learning and have succeeded in reaching your goal and in earning your degree. This custom has continued for almost 200 years, and far be it for me to interrupt this time-honored tradition, having been so recently appointed as Chancellor. However, I am not at all comfortable at this juncture in moving directly to the awarding of degrees. I strongly believe in another message, which I wish to convey to all of you sitting before me. Many, if not most of you, believe that getting a decent job or going on to obtain another degree, finding a suitable partner and having children are, if achieved, the most important of life's goals. And I can speak from personal experience that each of these achievements brings immense satisfaction, and I can even add to that the joy of having grandchildren. Nevertheless, when I sat where you are 56 years ago, nobody mentioned our health. Yet your health may turn out to be the one most important area to bring satisfaction, and good health is likely the goal you can most control. I want to repeat that. Of all your life's goals, your health outcome is the one you can most easily control. More important than the benefits of even the best education, controlling your health is much easier than ensuring a satisfactory working environment, and certainly easier than finding a suitable life partner. We all know that great strides have been made in medicine, particularly in cardiovascular disease and in controlling infections through antibiotics. Life expectancy has increased by a full generation over the past century. Yet far too many people are not fully enjoying these benefits due to chronic diseases, which are mostly preventable. And in spite of all the modern improvements, or possibly because of them, the cost of healthcare delivery is escalating and has already reached alarming levels. These expenses are increasing at such a rate that most countries, including Canada, will run perpetual deficits with no relief in sight. This will impact on each of you, either by taking away significant disposable income or by creating a lack of accessibility as governments cut back, or both. And for the great majority of you, there is a simple solution, and that is prevention through self-discipline. And it starts right now. You're all familiar with these solutions. Give up smoking, avoid social drugs and excessive drinking, exercise regularly, and I mean daily, and understand what you eat and the implications of a proper diet. There is not a single scientific study, and there have been thousands, that has come to a contrary conclusion. So it starts today, and I repeat, it must begin today. Your quality of life will improve and keep improving for the great majority of you. Whatever setbacks you encounter, and we all suffer some, you will be better able to tolerate these both physically and mentally. And in closing, may I say to those parents and grandparents who are celebrating these events, it is truly never too late to start. In a recent study published in the Archives of Internal Medicine, the authors concluded that, and I quote, "the lack of activity is one of the strongest predictors of unsuccessful aging for older adults, including the early onset of cognitive impairment." Let me repeat this. The lack of activity is one of the strongest predictors of unsuccessful aging. So for all of you here today, this has to be a lifelong endeavor. Bottom line, taking care of your health is an obligation you have to your fellow citizens, and taking care of your health is even more an obligation you have to yourselves. Now gives me great pleasure to call upon Professor Heather Monroe Bloom, our distinguished principal and vice chancellor, to address the audience. Professor Monroe Bloom.
Thank you for those wise words, Chancellor Steinberg. And as I address you, Chancellor, and our chairman, Kip Cobbett, I want to thank both of you and congratulate you as you finish your first week as Chancellor and Chair overseeing convocation proceedings. It's been a fantastic week. Chancellor, Chairman, Principal Emeritus Shapiro, Governors, Governors Emeriti, our distinguished honoree, Mr. Olivier Latry, our Teaching Award winners, Professor Denise Lupien and Professor Hank Knox, Provost Massey, Dean Don McLean, distinguished colleagues, friends, and most important, graduating class of 2010, bonjour et bienvenue. As Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill, it is my great pleasure to add my words of welcome to you on our beautiful downtown campus of McGill on this glorious day. I know that some of you here today as guests yourselves graduated on these very lawns. But today's the day for the graduating class, and for you it's a very special day. It's also a proud and happy day for McGill, an occasion to celebrate you, the class of 2010, and your family and friends here with you today. And for all of you who are graduating here today, we know that it can sometimes be very tough to be a McGill student. But as tough as it may be to be a McGill student, it is sometimes even tougher to be the family member or closest friend of a McGill student. And so I want to ask the graduating class to join with me in expressing our appreciation to your family and friends who have seen you through to this joyous moment. Some of you may be thinking about where life will take you next and the choices you will make. Nous vivons dans un monde où certains membres de votre famille, certains amis et collègues habiteront des pays lointains. Un monde où, même ici au Québec et au Canada, il est fort probable que votre réussite dépende de collaboration avec des gens dont l'origine et l'expérience diffèrent largement des vôtres. And as you step out today into this global world, we know that wherever you choose to live and work, we are now all called upon to realize a more sustainable relationship with our physical environment and to do so while dealing with uncertainty, particularly in the economy. And as you and we together rise to meet the challenges of our world, we're all dependent on the skills that you develop, on the knowledge, on the values and practices that we learn and reflect on, and most significantly, on dedicated and creative individuals, leaders, professionals, and citizens, people just like you, graduating class. And as developing leaders in whatever pursuit you take on, we know you embrace technological and scientific literacy, linguistic fluency, and an understanding of the cultures and religions of the world, in addition to your engagement with music as a deep dimension of life. You're cultivating an open mind, a willingness to reassess your values and practices as you gain experience, and perhaps most importantly, you've got an appetite for dealing with complexity, and it's a good thing you do because it's a pretty complex world we live in. but we're confident that your time at McGill has exposed you to the richness of the world that you enter. At McGill, you will have sought and gained knowledge and experience and learned from the best and brightest students and professors and teachers broadly. You've experienced an environment where the pursuit of knowledge as well as skill is a goal, where the exchange of ideas, particularly provocative and controversial ideas, is encouraged, and where we respect fundamentally our academic freedoms and our freedom of speech. And along with our great good fortune of living and studying in a peaceful democratic society and one that is prosperous, comes a special responsibility to take on the challenges of our time, and we know you're well equipped to do so. And so as we celebrate you today, class of 2010, we also celebrate the Schulich School of Music. For the last 9 years, under the truly dynamic and rightly focused and ambitious leadership of Dean Don McLean, the Schulich School of Music has built on an enviable national reputation for excellence, become one of the preeminent faculties of music in the world. Dean McLean has led his colleagues at the Schulich School, Canada's largest music faculty, to achieve in every area of endeavor. Major curricular and extracurricular reforms have enhanced the education of gifted young musicians and musical theorists. Colleagues at the Schulich School of Music are attracting roughly three quarters of the competitively awarded research funding to music faculties in Canada, an unparalleled achievement. Members of the Schulich School of Music participate in a number of interdisciplinary research projects that are truly at the pioneering edges of their fields, ranging from neurosciences to public policy to law and business development. In addition, a new music building has been completed, incorporating a state-of-the-art recording facility and a magnificent library. And of course, with the fine stewardship of Dean McLean, the Schulich School of Music has benefited remarkably from the generous philanthropic gifts of Seymour Schulich. It is with great pride in Don McLean's achievements and heartfelt appreciation that I note that this afternoon's convocation marks Professor McLean's last official duty as dean of this great faculty, and on behalf of all of us, I want to thank him for his extraordinary dedication, drive, energy, and persistence, welcome most of the time, persistence in the pursuit of innovation and excellence in music, music research, education, and performance. Please join with me in expressing our appreciation to your dean. I know our dean would like you to know. His cheeks are blushing. And to show how truly generous he is, he's going back to his alma mater to help them to get a grip on music and to enhance broadly the platform of music in Canada. I'd like to also recognize here Don McLean's wife, Diane Martello, who's here with us this afternoon. Just as students, you thanked your family members at the beginning of this convocation ceremony, I know as principal of McGill that for every colleague who contributes at McGill, there are family members behind them supporting them. And Diane, I can't think of anyone who does that better than you do, and we're so grateful for your contributions as well. Thank you. So class of 2010, we are very, very proud that you are now joining the some 210,000 distinguished living alumni of McGill around the world a roster of alumni that includes our chancellor, our chair, and in a few moments, our special honoree, Monsieur Olivier Letry. And graduating class, as you leave here today, please undertake to stay in touch with your alma mater. You may be sure that we will stay in touch with you. Glad you got that. And in closing, I'd like to just ask you to, as now momentarily alumni of McGill, to undertake to represent your university at the highest level, and we know that you will. But today is your day. It's a special day of celebration. Savor the moments during the ceremony and later on today as you celebrate. These days go fast, and you should really take it in fully. Feel enormously proud of what you've achieved, as we're proud of you. Félicitations à vous tous.
Thank you, Madam Principal. I now ask Professor Don McLean, Dean of the Schulich School of Music, to present Monsieur Olivier Letry, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant.
Mr. Chancellor, Madam Vice Chancellor, Chairman Cobbett, it gives me great pleasure to present to you today one of the world's greatest organists, Olivier Letry. Olivier's talent was evident from an early age. He began the study of piano at 7 years and the organ at 12. In 1981, at 19 years, Monsieur Letry became titular organist of Meaux Cathedral, and in 1985 won the competition to become titular organist of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, a position he still holds today. Since 1995, Monsieur Letry has taught at the Paris Conservatoire and has performed in more than 50 countries and on 5 continents. He does not want to specialize in a single repertoire, although he is renowned for his 7-CD disc set of the complete works of Olivier Messiaen. He loves 20th century music and is a brilliant improviser, something you'll get a chance to experience today, as I'll explain. Monsieur Letry's career has recently expanded from the musical to the literary. In 2008, he co-authored a book on Messiaen's L'Oeuvre d'Orgue with Loïc Mailly. Among Letry's many honors and awards are the Prix del Duca at the Institut France Académie des Beaux-Arts in 2000, an honorary fellowship of the Royal College of Organists in 2007, and consideration for International Performer of the Year in 2008-09. Mr. Letry has taught at the McGill Summer Organ Academy, and he provided the phenomenal organ closing concert for that academy in the year 2009. He will return as a juror for the next Montreal International Organ Competition in 2011, and he is, for us, also connected with McGill in Montreal as the artistic consultant for the Montreal Symphony Orchestra's organ in the new hall. Mr. Chancellor, Madam Vice Chancellor, it gives me great honor to present to you Monsieur Olivier Letry, so that you may confer upon him McGill's highest honor, the degree of Doctor of Music honoris causa.
I now ask Mr. Daniel Mills from the Music Undergraduate Students Association to introduce Monsieur Rémy Bélanger de Beauport from the Department of Music, this year's winner of the Schulich School of Music Outstanding Teaching Award in the Graduate Teaching Assistant Course Instructor category.
Thank you. Madam Vice Chancellor, family, friends, educators, administration, and fellow graduands, this year's recipient of the Graduate Teaching Assistant Award has helped bridge the gap between high school, CEGEP, and first-year academic university life for students in modal counterpoint and elementary harmony and analysis. After receiving a music degree in honors composition from McGill in 2007, he chose to broaden his academic mind with a degree in mathematics from UCAM in 2009. Now, he uses both areas of study to solidify concepts in music students' minds with his own unique approach to teaching music theory. Furthermore, he has gone beyond the call of duty by offering countless supplementary office hours to students in need and by demonstrating a highly personable approach to pedagogy. He has done all of this whilst maintaining his identity as an active performer in the Montreal community, as a cellist and free improviser. On behalf of the Music Undergraduate Students Association and Schulich School of Music, it is my pleasure to present the 2010 Teaching Assistant Graduate Award to Mr. Rémi Bélanger de Beauport.
Just as a little bit of a change here, to invite Professor McLean to say a few words about what is forthcoming. Thank you.
You may have noticed a slightly different turn of events. Normally, you would have the convocation address at this point by our honorary degree recipient. But we've got something very special in store for you. Monsieur Latree, Dr. Latree now, I want to assure you, has not left the stage to catch a plane. He is, in fact, on his way over to Redpath Hall, where he will perform a piece, in fact, two themes, which I presented to him moments ago. One composed by Denis Boulian, and the other a traditional plain song chant, which he will extemporize upon and combine live for you. It will be presented on the screens and in surround sound by Professor Martha DeFrancisco of our sound recording area and her team, and videographers Jean-Guy Tremblay and Frank Roop and their team. Now, to set this up, let me explain that you will see, firstly, a video slideshow in a moment that presents Monsieur Latree in his home turf, Notre-Dame de Paris. So that will begin in just a moment as he goes across the campus to set up in Redpath Hall. Then we will move to the live performance. I should explain. This is very challenging for anyone, but it's particularly tricky on the Redpath organ. This is not a multi-manual cassavant. It is an historic organ at pitch A415 with manual stops. And therefore, it's an extraordinary challenge to improvise on these things, but it's in the great tradition that you have seen of Bach holding his musical offering paper or his Art of Fugue theme. Olivier, Dr. Latree is on his way over. First, Notre-Dame de Paris, and we'll move immediately to the live performance. Video.
Three minutes. Thank you.
Do we have sound now? We'll have an opportunity. I don't know whether Dr. Latfi was able to hear our applause, but if not, we'll certainly he will be when he returns. I now ask Professor André Roy from the Department of Performance to introduce Professor Denise Loupien from the Department of Performance, this year's winner of the Schulich School of Music Outstanding Teacher Award, part-time category.
Madame Vice. Madame Vice-Chancellor, c'est avec le plus grand des plaisirs et aussi beaucoup, beaucoup d'émotion
que j'ai l'honneur et le privilège de vous présenter aujourd'hui la récipiendaire du Teaching Award of the School of Music, professeure Denise Lupien. It is virtually impossible to justify in a few words the limitless force of inspiration, support, and guidance that Professor Lupien brings not only to our students, but to all of us at the School of Music. If I may, Madame, I would like to continue this address referring to this great lady in the way we all know her and love her as Denise. Denise est la plus extraordinaire des collègues, une collaboratrice hors pair, une grande dame, and yes, an amazing teacher. She is certainly one of the best ambassadors I know of McGill University. She brings to our school success, honor, et dignité. Denise has the extraordinary ability to make one feel as you are the most important person around. For a student in a private lesson, I can only imagine how wonderful a full hour of this must feel like. I think that it is fair to state that after the family, the school is the most important aspect of a person's life until she or he becomes a working adult. Well, Denise is indeed fully aware of the immense responsibility that this places on her as a teacher. She helps students discover their own spirit, ability, and voice, teaches them to think on their feet and grow in responsible, ethical, self-confident adults. At both undergraduate and graduate levels, Denise not only prepares the students for their careers, but for their lives as men and women for others. I know for a fact that Denise has a profound and permanent impact on every student she has worked with. Furthermore, Denise gives every one of her students a gift, which is far more valuable than any of the world's greatest expertise on violin technique, music making, or on the challenges to be a musician. And I can assure you that she is unparalleled in doing such. But Denise gives her student the most important thing a teacher can ever give, the greatest thing one human being can give another, unconditional support and love. Denise, I do speak for all you students, but also from all of us when I say that we owe you much more than this award can ever say. Au nom de tous les élèves qui ont eu l'immense bonheur de travailler à tes côtés, et également en notre nom à nous tous à l'école qui avons le privilège de bénéficier de ton talent, de ton dévouement et de tout l'amour que tu nous donnes, nos plus sincères remerciements and our heartfelt congratulations.
I now ask Professor Gordon Foote, Associate Dean, Student Affairs, to introduce Professor Hank Knox from the Department of Performance, this year's winner of the Schulich School of Music Outstanding Teacher Award, full-time category.
Madam Vice Chancellor, platform party, graduands, and guests, it gives me great pleasure to introduce the recipient of the 2010 Schulich School of Music Outstanding Teacher Award, Professor Hank Knox. Hank began his connection with McGill in 1974 as a mere undergrad, studying with John Grew. This 36-year association has taken him from those days as a mere student to the present, where he is an associate professor and the William Dawson Scholar in Early Music Performance, recognized internationally as an expert in early music. I've had the good fortune of knowing Hank since 1986. He is a friend, a colleague, and someone who is truly dedicated to the development of his students and of early music. He is a consummate performer, researcher, and pedagogue, and is one of the major reasons that the early music program at the Schulich School of Music has such a wide-reaching international reputation. In the application for this award, letters of support are solicited from students and staff, so I thought I'd give you a few excerpts of what those letters contained. One of them said, "He is one of the finest teachers I have had the chance to see in action. I don't believe I have ever seen Hank not busy. His dedication and enthusiasm are infectious. Hank expresses exuberance, do-it-yourself attitude, a work-hard-but-have-fun approach, and the belief that we students, despite all our technical setbacks and learning curves, can make something beautiful and impressive and passionate. Hank is equally comfortable with Frescobaldi and Frank Zappa." One of the most telling and succinct comments was simply stated, "His students love him. Hank, you're truly deserving of this recognition. Congratulations and sincerest thanks from everyone at the Schulich School of Music."
Now proceed with the conferring of the academic degrees. I call upon the provost, Professor Anthony Massey. I'm not in the proper order. It's my pleasure then to invite Professor Donald McLean, Dean of the Schulich School of Music, to say a few words to the audience.
First of all, Dr. Latree. It's really my fault that these things got out of order. We had to do quite a bit for the technology and for the running back and forth, and we changed the program at the last minute. Of course, all of us who have spent some time as church musicians are quite comfortable for this, and I will be slicing two verses from my antiphon and one verse from the final hymn just to make up for the lost time. Chancellor Steinberg, Principal and Vice Chancellor Monroe Bloom, Chair Kip Cobbett, Provost Massey, Dr. Latree, academic colleagues and staff members from the Schulich School of Music, members of the Faculty Advisory Board, parents, grandparents, family and friends, graduates, and we'll get to you in a minute. Just over a year ago, I was invited to address the Music Convocation of 2009 with a speech that today's host and hooder, McGill organist Professor John Grew, subsequently described as a real barn burner. Now, being asked this year for a repeat performance, so to speak, reminded me of the old joke by Viennese critic Karl Krauss, who, when confronted with the headline, the newspaper headline that read, "Repeat of the 1,000th performance of the Vienna Philharmonic," quipped, "How can you repeat the 1,000th performance? Wouldn't it be the 1,001st? Or as our jazz website puts it, live happens once. There is no replay. More crucially, as many of you know, this is my last convocation as Dean of Music at McGill, and indeed I officially passed the deanship to a great musician, friend and colleague, Professor Gordon Foote, 3 days ago. So it would be a bit disingenuous for me to produce another barn burner now that this horse has left the barn. But after 12 years in administration at this fine university, the past 9 years as dean of this remarkable faculty, you'll perhaps allow me just a few moments to draw your attention to some of the more weathered barn boards that continue to charm us, and the more seasoned structural beams that steadfastly hold us and keep us together as musicians and scholars who value the past and look to the future. The job of dean or senior administrator in an educational institution can be an exhausting one, so I often reassure my newer decanal colleagues that if they haven't thought about quitting twice before 9 a.m., they aren't really doing the job. To keep centered, my ever-changing personal to-do list as dean always has a two-word personal reminder at the top and or bottom of the list: physics and music. This is not because I once felt my alternative educational path to music was particle physics, though this is true. The fact that I seem to be faster than everyone in my cohort at understanding musical structure, but not so fast at calculus, proved the determinant. No, I mean physics and music in the ancient Greek sense, where physics meant not only physical exercise, as our chancellor has pointed out, an important to-do reminder in itself, but also physical science, particularly astronomy, the understanding of the observable, external, and celestial permanent objects that move around us, and where music meant everything else, the commitments to the invisible, internal, humanly ephemeral objects that move within us, and by which we and others are moved. Music is what we do. The young people graduating today are a very talented bunch. Most had many options of higher education open to them, but they chose music. I'm often asked why people choose music, and in recent years, mostly by anxious parents, who are at least temporarily in need of reassurance about their offspring's apparently dubious choice of educational and career path, as opposed to something, just about anything else that mom and dad are sure would be safer. No question about it, music and the arts aren't about safe. My usual short answer to why people do music is hormones. That's because for many people, the decision to pursue professional musical studies is taken during their fraught and impressionable teen years, when the emotional experience of music, perhaps the mentoring presence of that unsung high school music teacher or private studio instructor, galvanized their being. And they imagine themselves able to do this, perhaps in some ways not being able to imagine doing anything else. As my colleague, friend, music producer, and cognitive psychologist Daniel Levitin notes, the evolutionary basis for music remains a subject of considerable debate. Following the birds, the real ones, as well as the 60s rock group, one might expect that music, particularly as evidenced by Much Music, the video PlayStation and its various technological offshoots, appears to serve as a subliminal sexual attribute, a technique for guys to pick up chicks, or chicks to pick up guys, or guys to pick up guys, or, well, you get the idea. But Dan takes us beyond that superfice to posit music's ability to serve as an honest signal, to hold memories, and to move us neurochemically. Music plays on a balance between fears of abandonment and comfort in togetherness, between love and lust, and it stimulates the higher cognitive system at the same time, with a sense of play, order and reorder, figure and reconfiguration. The result allows music to embody our greatest human aspirations and loftiest qualities, to set aside our own ego and desires so that we may express care for someone else, for others, for something other, for something great. In this sense, music is more than an evolutionary modality and remains more than a career path or field of study. It is a vocation, a calling, where students still have a mission to fulfill and professors still have something to profess. The musical and pedagogical achievements of today's honorary degree and teaching award recipients are testimony to that fact. Creating a space for this high purpose has been my central goal as Dean of the Schuller School of Music of McGill University. Filling that space with excellence has been the task of others, our students, professors, support staff. This is where he edits the antiphon. As this is my last chance to acknowledge people officially and publicly, please allow me a few personal notes of thanks. First, overall, to my partner in life for over 40 years, Diane Martello, and to our own two university graduates, Dante and Dylan. Not even music can express all you and they mean to me, and how important it has been to have you with me on this most recent stage of our journey at McGill. At the Schulich School of Music, heartfelt thanks to my wonderful Dean's Office team, Mary Beth Campbell, Kat Healy, Donna Williams, Joanne Niles, and Quinley Pham. To Associate Deans Bruce Manorgan and now Interim Dean Gordon Foote for working so strongly together. To those academic colleagues who stepped up to serve on the faculty executive team in my time as Dean. And I'm going to name them. Chairs of Performance, Gordon Foote, Douglas McNabney and Andre Roy, and Music Research, Vyacheslav Voschek, Brian Cherney, David Brackett, Peter Schubert, Chip Weitzel. Our Directors of Graduate Studies, Hank Knox, Peter Schubert, Eleanor Stubley and Julie Cumming, our Directors of Kermit, Vyacheslav Voschek, Ichiro Fujinaga, Stephen McAdams, and Sean Ferguson. And a special thanks to Cynthia Livey and her whole team, the head of the Marvin Duchow Music Library, and to Louise Ostegi, Directors of Concerts and Publicity. I have learned so much from working with all of you. I'd also like to thank the three former deans, all here today, of music during my time at McGill for keeping the flame and for setting me up so well. John Rea, John Grew, and Rick Lawton, former and present leaders in the university administration, Principal Emeritus Bernard Shapiro, Principal Heather Monroe Bloom, former Provost Luc Vinet, and current Provost Tony Massey, the dedicated vice principals and the exceptional group of fellow deans who have let me share this challenging and exhilarating stewardship task at McGill. Finally, to our many academic, brilliant academic colleagues, superb support staff, fabulous faculty advisory board members, many sitting down there, and inspiring students who I cannot mention by name today unless you hear your name called as a graduate, thank you all. It has been an extraordinary privilege to serve you as dean. Finally, for our graduating class, I want to take a penultimate moment today to underscore the value and responsibility of being an alumnus of McGill in terms of two things, philanthropy and service. As students at McGill, you have spent thousands of dollars on your musical education. Most of you spent at least that much again on your musical training long before you arrived at McGill. Music has one of the longest training paths of any discipline. Those who support music, McGill, and music at McGill believe in higher education, believe in the transformative value of the arts, believe in you. Through their vision and generous support for scholarships, programs, equipment, facilities, etc., you have derived benefit. Be grateful, be reflective, and seek ways yourselves to give back. As I often point out to our graduating class, being an alumnus is, after all, a life sentence. Once you've graduated, there's no changing your mind. It is now up to you to make the most of it. As our named benefactor, Seymour Schulich, would say, people should be prepared to give their time, talent, and or treasure back to the university and to other worthy causes because their education and the education of others is the best investment they can make for themselves and for society. Schulich received $1,600 in scholarship to pursue his MBA in McGill in 1963. $1,600. Today, he has given well over $160 million back to higher education across Canada, including considerably over $20 million to music at McGill. At 10 to the power of 5, that's some return on investment. I'm almost done. For music, this exponential lifting capability is its special force. Why music finds a place in our darkest periods of history, from wars to concentration camps, and in our brightest communal celebrations, it partially explains why Beethoven's Ninth has become emblematic for our aspirations of European, Western, and sometimes global unity. For us in music, as musicians and scholars, realizing this sort of thing becomes a great responsibility for us to deliver, for us to recreate, for us to think about, for us to understand. Music, you see, as my elementary school music teaching wife has brilliantly realized, trains the emotions. It prepares us for the vicissitudes of life by giving us preformations of deeply felt experience. It embraces our sorrows, exuberates our joys, and trains entrances, enchants us all. And live performance in the theater, music, and dance, as you heard today, and in the great words of Canadian actress and McGill Leacock Luncheon guest speaker, is for performer and audience, quote, an exchange of souls. Mine with yours, yours with mine. This is a rather awesome reality, actually, sufficiently terrifying in its truth to explain why society needs and wants artists and performers at all, while at the same time finding them a little more than a little frightening. And this brings us back to the top, or to the bottom of my to-do list, to physics and music. Graduates, as you go forward, you will have many physical challenges in your lives where you are overwhelmed by the visible, external, objective forces around you. Remember, though, that your calling is music, that you are highly qualified personnel with unique gifts and great responsibilities ahead of you. Your symphony is not over, it has barely begun. And mastering music, whether through creation, performance, or research, is the work of a lifetime. As outgoing dean of this great school of music at this great university, I expect you to do more than exercise your musical skills. I expect you to change the world, to play a key role in healing this planet. For if there is a future hope for all of us, it is not likely to come from government intervention or military force or corporate largesse, or surely not from religions as we know them, but from our ability to understand the invisible, internal, ephemeral things that are art and music. We are the musicians, and this is what we do. Congratulations to you all. Represent us well.
Now we will proceed with the conferring of the academic degrees, and I call upon the Provost, Professor Anthony Massey, to commence the formal proceedings. Professor Massey.
Mr. Chancellor, I'm pleased to invite the students graduating from programs in the Schulich School of Music to come forward for the conferral of their degrees and for a celebration of their accomplishments. Each student crossing the stage will stop for a moment at the center to be greeted by the chancellor, the principal, or the chair of the Board of Governors. A student receiving his or her first degree shall remove the mortarboard hat and will be symbolically capped on the top of the head, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. A student who already has earned a degree will keep her or his mortarboard on and will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. In most cases, capping and tapping is done lightly. But the university cannot guarantee the actual force that my colleagues will use in exercising these maneuvers. The parchment or degree itself will be given to each student by a dean or delegate as he or she leaves the stage. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's official list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. I now invite Professor Julie Cumming to present the students who have earned both graduate and undergraduate degrees. Professor Lisa Travis, Associate Dean of Graduate and Postdoctoral Studies, will distribute diplomas to graduate students, and Professor Don McLean, Dean of the Schulich School of Music, will distribute diplomas to all other students. Congratulations. Félicitations.
room. Martin Karlicek, Doctor of Music. Ruth Phillips, Doctor of Music. Elise Pittenger, Doctor of Music. Andrew Stewart, Doctor of Music. Keith Walton, Doctor of Music. Corey McKay, Doctor of Philosophy. Julie Pedneau Deslauriers, Doctor of Philosophy. Sandy Ingrid Stanitz, Doctor of Philosophy. Ellen Olga Bakulina, Master of Arts. Jonathan Irving Goldman, Dean's Honor List, Master of Arts. Federico Andreoni, Master of Music. Andre Alexandru Burdetti, Master of Music. Hazel Burns, Master of Music. James Clemens Seeley, Master of Music. Laura D'Angelo, Master of Music. Eric Durr, Master of Music. Gabriel Ferreira Acuna, Master of Music. Conrad Gold, Master of Music. Yuting Stevia Gong, Master of Music. Cody McGlynn Groh, Master of Music. Tariq Harb, Master of Music. Christopher David Johns, Master of Music. Sandra Joseph, Master of Music. Shiori Kobayashi, Master of Music. Chantal Lemire, Master of Music. Kaylee Reed Mehmet, Master of Music. Joanna Marsden, Master of Music. Matthew Ian Perrin, Master of Music. Ashley Nicole Shepherd, Master of Music. Amy Watson, Master of Music. Isaac Patrick Chalk, artist diploma. And he, wait a minute, outstanding achievement in viola and Salvinger Tanny gold medal in music performance. Timothy Dobby, artist diploma. And for the rest is Bachelor of Music. For the degree of Bachelor of Music, John David Andrews. Paula Marcella Arzak-Gabeka. Kimberly Bangs, outstanding achievement in music education, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Yotam Baum, honors in music history and honors in music theory. Tulia Victoria Bertrand, Bachelor of Music. Gordon James Bintner. Caroline Bouchard-Pigeon. Lilac Brandis, Bachelor of Music. Jeremy Alain Brisson, honors in music history. Julie Elise Cadaret. Elliot Scott Cairns. Wait. Bernard Shapiro Prize, outstanding achievement in music history and Dean's Honor List. Kate Cole, outstanding achievement in violin. Michael Tonnen, outstanding achievement in jazz saxophone. Stephen DeFourwire. Nicholas Joseph DiGiovanni. Alexander Nigel Dick, distinction. Unur Fiola Evans. Hillary Grace Fay, distinction and outstanding achievement in viola. Devin John Flanagan, honors in composition, distinction, and outstanding achievement in music composition. Emily Jane McDonnell Ford. Xavier Fortin, outstanding achievement in French horn. Derek Brendan Friesen. Beth Ann Gable. Nicolas Godmer, Dean's Honor List. Siohi Marina Han, outstanding achievement in violin. Allison Ayers Hanley, distinction, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Laura Susan Leonard Horn, Dean's Honor List. Keel Howden. Lisandre Huard Lefebvre, distinction and outstanding achievement in voice. Elise Sarah Jablow. Kyle Hall Kaplan, distinction. Jeannie Marie Kim. G.N. Kim. Ji-Hyun Kim, distinction. Marc Ladranche, Dean's Honor List. Vincent Lozay, Dean's Honor List. Dominique Lévesque, distinction. Mary Diane Lougheed, Bachelor of Music. Annabelle Mahler, Outstanding Achievement in Music Theory. Jonathan Leslie Mann. Andrew Markle, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Okay. Raymond Massoud, honors in composition. Maya Masuda, distinction. Erica Beth Williams McBurney. David Maxence Meyerson. Maxwell Clayton Miller. Sarah Elizabeth Miller. Daniel Arthur Tyrrell Mills, honors in performance trumpet and distinction. Paul Andrew Moody. David Michael Moot. Clayton Rhodes Morrell. Laurence Neil Poirier, Outstanding Achievement in Clarinet and Dean's Honor List. Zachary J. Park. Alexander Petrenko. Ian Henry Roberts, Outstanding Achievement in Double Bass. Stephen Salcedo. Leora Danielle Santopinto. Dylan Sauerwald. Rebecca Ann Sherman, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Daphne Saint-Saëns-Richard. Adam Gavin Spencer. Tahalabos Stafilakis, Honors in Composition, Outstanding Achievement in Music Composition, and Dean's Honor List. Kristen Sarah Tacho, Outstanding Achievement in Harp. Lucas Jan van Lierop. Eli Alexander Weinberger, Distinction. Andrew Wheaton. Andre Niklas Wickenheiser. Walter Seacope Woodward. Wen C. Yan. Rémi Yergeau Morissette, Dean's Honor List. And now for the licentiate in music, A.V. Lee. Brian Christopher Wehrle.
Before I officially confirm your degrees, if you'll bear with me for 2 minutes, 2 points I want to raise. As the principal mentioned, this is the last of 12 graduation exercises we've had in the last 6 days. And thousands of you and your colleagues and your co-students have come by here. And I've lost track of the number of people who have said to me, you must find it very tiring. And I want to make a point very clear. This has given me a joy that is truly unbelievable. To see these thousands of students come by is just the best pep pills that were ever invented. And as I say, this is my first experience for the full week as chancellor, and I certainly look forward to the next ones. Secondly, I want to say a personal word to the dean. Now, some would say that the dean is going to the competition. And I want to make clear my position and the position, I believe, of most of my colleagues. Music, like the arts and science, is not a zero-sum game. All of us benefit by the improvement and the learning and teaching of music and the other arts. And to the extent to which all the schools improve, we improve. It's as the dean said, this is what makes our civilization. So I want to wish him all the best. It's been a pleasure working with him, and I look forward to following him. And who knows, one of his fiddlers may turn out to be the concertmaster of the Montreal Symphony Orchestra. And of course, one of our fiddlers may turn out to be one of the concertmasters of the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. So we all benefit by it, and I wish you the best of Godspeed and good health. Would the graduating class please rise? In my capacity of Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Congratulations. Now I want to invite the graduates, their families and friends to the terrace in front of the Leacock building for refreshments. And now, before we conclude, I ask the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, to read the benediction.
Go now in peace to share the gifts of knowledge and music making that have been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. We come from and return to many lands. In humility and hope, may we continue in friendship and grow in solidarity and wisdom. May you be blessed all your days.
video hoser.